Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. I'm here with Ren. How are you today, Ren?
Hey, I'm so tired.
Tired? Oh, you're telling me. Yeah, well, you have been on a mission lately with your gym, on your, what's it called, 40-day challenge?
Yeah.
How's that going? You're looking toned.
Am I?
Yeah, like you're... well, when I saw you today, the first thing I noticed was your shoulders.
I get a lot of compliments on my shoulders. I used to be a swimmer, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, but no, like, I think you're looking more fitter, more toned up. It's good.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, my arms are always the quickest to tone up, so...
Have you been doing a lot... focusing a lot on your arms?
No, well, there's normally two strength sessions that focus on upper body. I just want that extra lower body. There's only one class, but
yeah,
my favorite to train is lower body, but then I'm liking upper body as well.
Yeah.
So
what's because you go to the gym like 6 days a week, is it?
Yeah,
6 days a week.
Yes, six days.
So, like, what's your least favourite workout and what's your most favourite workout?
Good question. Least favourite is probably body weight exercises.
Yeah.
And too much cardio. I used to be a cardio bunny, but I have a new love for weights at the moment. Favourite to train is probably legs.
Legs?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like training legs.
Yeah. Gotta think about Peach.
That's the hard. Isn't legs the hardest to train with?
It is, but I like a challenge.
Yeah. Oh, nice. No, it's good, Ren. And you know, you have been doing well with your fitness. So credit to you. So welcome back to my podcast today. Yeah, well, it hasn't been that long. You've been on my podcast. Well, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
So yeah, it hasn't been too long.
No.
What's been happening? Anything new happening in your life?
No, just the same old work. I always bring this up, trying to find balance. So I put in for leave and then I was cancelled, then I was approved, then cancelled. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it up to the universe. If I'm meant to have that time off, I'm meant to have that time off. So I got approved and I'm like, okay, that's a sign. I just need to take a break. I'm pretty much working every day at the moment. Once I'm in a routine and, you know, I get in this habit with work, it comes as an addiction. Like,
yeah,
too much of anything's bad.
Yeah.
And I'm aware of everything. But again, I just choose to just hustle at the moment. So yeah, I'm trying to find balance and catch up with certain people in my life.
Yeah. What's the biggest struggle when finding balance?
To have time.
Time's very precious.
Like, if I catch up with you or if I want to see you and stuff, like, it's, you know, it's genuine. It's because I actually want to see you and let's spend time, like, because I am tired and things like that. And it's important to rest. But again, people call me Pocket Rocket because I just don't sit still.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a calendar, like, a diary to organise who you're going to see throughout the week before you...
Oh, not really.
Like, do you plan ahead or you just plan on the day?
Normally, okay, so I don't want to know how many hours I work. It's just like at the gym, like I don't want to know how heavy the weight is, just load it on.
Yeah.
I don't count my hours. It just puts me off. I just focus it one day at a time or 1 week ahead and then see where I can fit in with people.
With people, yeah. Okay, yeah, nice. But, yeah, Ren, so, yeah, I brought you back on the podcast today because I think this is a topic that you've been wanting to speak about for quite a bit. I think we've touched on it before in some of our previous podcasts, but I don't think we've ever kind of elaborated on it.
Yeah.
And I did mention on the podcast before that you are very, you're very entwined with your superstition. You're very... What's the best word to describe?
I'm like, where are you going with this?
You believe in science. You believe in the universe giving you signs.
Look, it's always give and take, but, like, having an open mind and allowing them to drop in, I think that's something beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like magic. Yeah.
Hmm. So, where did that, like, because you're very much in touch with the world. You're very much in touch with yourself, with good energy, bad energy.
You are too. You're good at reading people, aren't you? Like,
at times, characters. Yeah, at people's characters. And
judge, good judge of character.
But that's it. And, like, talking about signs, you're into, like, spiritual numbers, different signs, like dreams.
I should have pulled up.
Yeah.
Is like what 111 means, 333 means, 222 means, and like if it's a reoccurrence.
Yeah.
For you, I saw a lot today. Like I saw 666 twice, and you saw me.
Yeah.
555, 111. I saw 111
on number plates of the cars.
Yeah, and then on my phone 1111, and then 11 minutes past one.
You know what? We recently just passed the date of 2222.
Yeah, I feel February. Like 2 is like a strong number. Like
the what does 2 represent?
I don't know. It makes me feel secure. I don't know. There's something about that number, actually. And I'm starting to realize that right now. I was 22, that was one of the best years that I've had. When I was 22 years old, that was one of the happiest times of my life. Like, I wasn't held down. Like, I wasn't in any relationships. I was just doing me and figuring out who I was as a person and doing things that make me happy. Like, I discovered the gym, I discovered healthy eating, I discovered, healthy skincare, I discovered who I was internally and what my main focus was.
Who do you think you are as a person? Who do you think, what do you think, do you know what your purpose is
in life? God, they're getting deep, man. I'm like half asleep.
Like, do you think you know, or you don't know?
I think the purpose is to be, happy on who you show up into the world.
Yeah.
As well as inspiring others to help live their best life. And then it's a ripple effect, right? Energy is like, you try and lift other people up and inspire other people and also support other people with their hopes, dreams. And if someone's doing better than you or you want something that someone has, use that as inspiration and go, you know what, good on them. But give that as a boost of saying, if they can do it, so can I. And use that as motivation, inspiration, instead of jealousy and things like that, because they're really negative, hard emotions. And our brains can play tricks on us, especially on social media. I'm trying to spend less time on it. But I know it's a highlight reel. And, I do have my down days or you overthink because that's completely normal. That's human nature. But again, coming back to yourself and using things as inspiration and then putting that hard work into your own life and like, how can I make those changes and what do I need to put in place to make change or reach a certain goal or level up in your career? Like, how do you take those next steps to achieve that goal?
That's a great point. And I notice when it comes to your life, you're always focused.
You're always focused on a goal.
I've never not known you without having a goal.
Really?
You've always had a goal.
I'm very goal-orientated. Am I the most goal-orientated person you've ever met?
Yeah. Like
I wrote down 22 manifestations, 22 intentions for the year 2022.
Yeah.
Like, personal, physical, emotional, everything. And I think it's good to have those lists in the back of your head because, one, it keeps you accountable, and two, when you achieve that, it's just like that dopamine hit.
Yeah.
And then bringing it back to signs. Sorry, we got carried away. Bringing it back to signs, to make sure I'm on the right track with my goals or how I feel about certain things and stuff. Normally, I just put it out to the universe saying, okay, if, show me a butterfly, if I don't know, something. Like, let's just say you're asking a question about a certain person or a certain career or, you know, if you should take that next holiday, or it could be about anything, or, you know, or if that person that you're talking to has a special number and then you keep on seeing that number.
Hmm.
I feel like it's a very, like, it's grounding in a sense. It's like reassurance to yourself. Like, you're putting it out, and then when you see that number, you're like, oh, okay, like...
What's the number that stands out to you?
I've got one. I've got a couple. One I'm not going to say, but the other ones are like 111. Like, that means you're on the right journey. You're on the right path.
Yeah.
I think 222 is a very healing, reassuring number as well.
Yeah.
333, I think, is abundance. 444, I think, is more family. Mm. 555. Gosh.
Looking on your phone.
I'm like looking. Do you see any numbers, Dan?
Look, I like the number 777.
What does that mean?
Because it's
you?
A holy number.
A what?
777. It's a holy number, like, I know people used to say if you call the number 777, you're calling heaven, like 666 represents hell. So more of a religious thing, but yeah.
Where did you hear that?
I don't know, a while ago. I forgot where I heard it from.
111, trust your gut and listen to your heart. 222, alignment. That's why... 2022, I like feeling in alignment.
Yeah.
Because when you're in alignment, you're content with life and you're going with the flow with life. You know, just surrendering. Like, I feel like in the past, I've been very, you know, in my masculine, like controlling, wanting things to go a certain way. And whenever I take control or demand things or put so much attachment to that thing, it just blows up in your face.
Mm.
So when you're in alignment, you're just going with the flow of life.
Yeah.
And you're happy with how you're going and you're sticking to your goals and getting those guidance and those signs. 333, your spiritual guides are around you and sending you love. So that means people are around you, you know, the angels, let's just say people have passed on, they're up, they're giving you guidance, you're blessed, they're showing you the right way, the right path, and someone's always watching you and helping you, guide you through life. 444 is protection, so the universe, spirit, and guides are protecting you. So, you know, protection of, you know, something happening at work, or someone saying a negative thing about you, or just, you know, protection with, you know, if you're feeling out of alignment and ungrounded, just a bit of protection there. 555 is change. So something new is coming for you. 666, it's time to wake up to your higher spiritual truth. So that's the one I was seeing a lot of today.
666.
So probably just reflection and just wake up to, like, know that I can reach my potential. Like, wake up, I can actually achieve what I put my mind to.
Yeah.
777, which is your one.
Yeah, because it's a holy number.
Things are about to happen. I love that. Wonderful things are about to happen. I love that. 888 is balance, so everything is falling into place as it's meant to be. I went through something hard when, like, actually before my 9-week scan of going through something crazy.
Yeah, that you spoke about.
I'm not going to get into it because it's already on here.
Before
I went in for that actual scan, I actually saw that number 888. So whenever I see it, it's like a trigger response. Sometimes it just doesn't sit well for me. But yet again, I feel like someone is looking over me, and the way things have panned out are the way it's meant to happen, to lead me to people that I need to be connected to and are aligned to.
Yeah.
And 999 is, it's time to let go of what's no longer serving you. So again, like, end of relationship, end of toxic thoughts, toxic patterns, things that you want to change about yourself, negative things about yourself, negative people around you.
Okay. Interesting. Now, these are very interesting numbers. So it's interesting how you said, because We're not gonna dive into it because I know we've already spoken about it on the podcast once before. But during that time that where you were going through a difficult time, was it more so like seeing signs that got you through what you're going through and just having
trust? I was a bit in denial at first. But after a couple months, after everything, I'm like, oh, that's why.
It happened.
Yeah.
Like, you believe everything happens for a reason, good and bad.
I believe so, because then I wouldn't have met the people that I have.
Yeah, that's it. That's
on my
it.
Journey, so.
Yeah,
for sure.
Nice. For someone listening to this podcast today, thinking, like, they're having a bad stroke of luck in life, you know, in terms of probably not finding a job or something bad happening in their relationship or their family life. Or
they feel stuck in a relationship.
Or they feel stuck in a relationship.
And they don't know how to leave.
Yeah, like people that are going through those huge struggles in life and don't know how to get out of something. And you've been stuck in life before. What's your advice to someone in helping them find their way out?
Well, number one is life is incredibly short. So yeah. Just think about, live like each day as it's your last. I try and do that. I try and seek happiness and joy within the present moment and be grateful, like going down to the beach, sitting with yourself, asking yourself those tough questions, because you could be in something for years and you hold on to hope that things are going to change, but actually, and I always come back to it, but it actually never ever changes.
Yeah.
You are the one that you need to put all your time and energy into yourself and put yourself first.
Mm.
And then, you know, I always say a breakup isn't a breakup, it's a breakthrough. It's, you know, deleting everything from the past and then up leveling yourself and being the best version of yourself possible. And getting excited for that next chapter, you know, yeah. What's on the other side. Probably going to come up and learn a lot from that, take what you need from it, and then become the best version of you, and then strive for that next healthy relationship or that next healthy job or that next healthy health and fitness.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how I like the fact that you said always staying present, because a lot of us,
I fantasize about the, like, I, you know, think about the future a lot, like what I look like at 30, what I look at 40.
Because that's what I'm saying, like a lot of people would look back on their past and will stay stuck in that past because of a mistake that they've made or something they regret doing, and like they stay stuck in that past because they're scared that they might relive that past again. Or, like, they stay stuck in the future thinking, thinking that their life is going to turn out like this in 10 years' time or something.
Mm.
When in reality, we can control our own life and we can steer our own ship at any time in life.
That's it.
What's the key in staying present?
Great question. I find getting in routine and how do I explain it? Like going to the gym and stuff, you're like thinking of right here, right now. It's like my form of meditation. Like find your form of meditation, where it's a walk, whether it's going to the gym, just having solo you time.
And what questions should you reflect upon yourself when you're having your time?
I always check in with myself, like, how am I feeling today? Or I feel like this, I feel like this. Why? Why are you feeling? Is it people around you? Is it what you ate, like,
and then
half an hour beforehand? Like, is it a text that upset you? Is it...
And then when you figure out that answer, what do you do?
What do I do? Sometimes I'm like, I just let it go. I'm like, oh, that doesn't serve me, or... am I getting too caught up? Am I trying to create a false image or false scenario about this?
Yeah.
And then I'm often more so than not, I am creating a false narrative in my head and I'm like just being stupid and you just move forward.
And that can easily be the case in with most people. They create a false scenario.
We can get in our head. So sometimes we just need to go, hold on a second. Am I happy right now? Is this thing making me happy right now? If so, then that's all that matters. Happiness at the end of the day, respect, love, all those great high positive emotions come number one. Yeah, so realizing that. If that person's not serving you or not treating you well or respect, that's when you need to reevaluate certain things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to ask, yeah, what were you going to say?
You know, you can ask, yeah, you go ahead.
No, I want to know.
Like, you're talking about, what's it called, back when you were 22 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You said that was the best year of your life, yeah, because that's when you were truly...
I was
truly...
so present that year, wasn't I? Like, yeah, that year that I went to Europe and stuff, and I was just...
Why were you, like, you look back and knowing that you're truly happy in that year, why were you truly happy?
I had no pressure on myself, and I was just flowing with life. I was just discovering on who I was at that time. I don't know, am I still the same person as I was when I was 22?
I think you've grown a lot. You've gone through difficult
situations
in life that's even made you stronger minded.
Yeah.
And even more present.
Yeah.
Than you were before.
Yeah.
Are you happy now? be honest. Do you think right here, right now, you're truly happy?
I think so.
Why is that?
Why is that? I don't know. I've got a certain goals that I'm hitting closer towards, like fitness, personal goals and things like that.
Yeah.
Certain people.
Certain guy in your life.
I want to get onto you. So do you see signs from the universe, like certain numbers and stuff that stand out to you, and how do they make you feel when you see those certain numbers?
Numbers that stand out to me, but necessarily don't know the full meaning behind. Like I know part of the meaning, but not fully. Like as I elaborated before, 777.
Yep.
I like that number. I feel like that's a kind of like a holy number sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's why I'm drawn to it.
Yeah.
Like to me, it represented, before I knew the meaning behind it, it represented angel numbers for me. So when I look at 777...
Maybe you should get that tattooed on you.
777. Nah, I'm not a big fan of tattoos, but... Okay. 777, when I see a lady beetle, I feel like that's a good sign.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said that, but I'm not gonna go too deep.
Mine's butterflies.
Butterflies.
Especially white ones.
The reason why I say lady beetles is it's kind of a sad story, but I'm not gonna get too much into it. I had a child that I used to, when I used to work in childcare, I had a child that passed away. She loved lady beetles.
What was her name?
I probably don't want to say too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a child. She loved lady beetles. And when she passed away...
How was she?
She was like 3 years old. Passed away due to brain cancer.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it was really sad. She loved butterflies. I remember she used to always draw lady beetles. And yeah, it was quite nice. And like whenever I see a lady beetle now, I think that's her. So yeah, I think that's her, and I feel like she's coming to say hi. So I feel like she's bringing me luck when I see that. I'm making you cry, sorry. But yeah, so I think when I see those signs, I feel like it's setting me towards the right path in life.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah.
Whew, that was deep.
I know. I can go a bit deep like that sometimes, yeah.
I think when I'm overtired, I get emotional as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Daniel, what is your dream girl? Like, what are you calling out? Are you looking for someone at the moment?
I'm not really looking.
Ladies, Daniel's single.
I feel like if I start looking, that's when I get in my head too much.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get in my head too much.
Yeah.
And then I start to think, will I ever find
dating
someone?
Dating apps are just so toxic.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like, I mean, I still do have certain dating websites, but when I'm on them and I'm speaking to someone, and then, like, the next following day or the following week, when they stop messaging me back or they unmatch me, it's kind of like
questions your self-worth.
Kind of questions, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, right.
So I'm not really much on dating apps now, and I'm kind of not going out of my way to look. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do really want to find my someone one day.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I just focus on me, then my time will come, sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't go out of my way. You know, because I feel like if I do that, I put too much pressure on myself. I start to doubt myself if I will ever find someone, so I don't think about it. So, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, was that all you wanted to ask?
Yeah. I mean,
Do you think I'm a catch?
Yes. Like, any girl would be lucky to have you. Like, you would treat someone... You're the type of guy that will take flowers to a girl.
Yeah.
Like at her work or when she sees you next, opening car doors for that person. Yeah. Emotionally, they're supportive. You're very grounding to talk to if you've got like very open heart, open mind.
Thank you, Annie.
To people, so if they come to you, they feel safe.
Yeah, yeah.
And non-judgment, no attachment.
Mm.
You are a little free spirit at times.
Yeah.
And you're funny. And
so I've got all the characteristics.
Yeah. I just see you as a best mate, because we're too much of best mates as romantic partners.
Mm.
You and I.
Of course, yeah.
But ladies, if you're looking for someone, Dan the Man... on the market.
That's a good intro to build up. Thank you, Eddie. I enjoyed those compliments.
There you go. He's a lovely catch.
You know, yeah. I'd love to find someone. I'd love to have my soulmate. I'd love to find my partner one day. But this year is also focusing on me and focusing on my goals.
And eating freaking sandwiches.
Yeah. Losing weight.
Oh.
Staying fit and healthy. That's pretty much what I'm trying to focus on. And, you know, if someone happens to come into my life, all the better, you know?
I'll be happy.
But, yeah, Rennie.
I think we should end it there.
I think we covered everything that we needed to today. Actually, before we go, one last thing.
That was a build-up.
Highs and lows for the week. What's your high and what's your low?
God, do you want to go first?
Okay, my high of the week. My high of the week. That's a tough one. I think meeting new people at work.
Ooh.
We have people come and go from my industry all the time.
Yeah, I know.
So chatting to new people. Probably, yeah. So it was a pretty hard one to think of a high, but I think that's probably it. Meeting new people, getting to know their story, getting to know a bit about how they got to where they are today. I've started also doing a little bit of Uber as well, because I do like to speak to different people every day. So yeah, just getting back on track in terms of getting out of my comfort zone, meeting different people, speaking to different people. That would be my high of the week. My low of the week. I don't know. I feel like it was a slow week at work. But, yeah, other than that, not much I can think of. What about you? What's your high and low?
My high? Probably just mashing more weight at the gym. Like, my strength has gone up.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I'm not going to say. And
now the audience wants to know what it is.
My low of the week would be probably working every day this week.
Working every day. So your low of the week is working every day of the week, and your high of the week is... Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Renee didn't want to reveal her low of the week. I mean, her high of the week, so we'll leave it at that. But yeah, Ren, thank you for coming back on my podcast. Hope you... I know you just bumped your elbow, so hope you're okay.
in pain.
Thank you guys, and thank you, Ren, for being back on my show. I think we went deep today, didn't we?
We always go
deep. I think this was a really good show today, and I hope you guys really enjoyed listening to this podcast. Please make sure to tell your friends, tell your family, cat, your dog.
Why do you add the cat dog part?
I don't know, just to be funny. But yeah, please tell everybody. If you enjoyed it, please share. More episodes coming soon. Please follow me on Wise Words with Stan on Instagram and Facebook. And until next time, guys, thank you. Have a good week as well.